There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
It's time for our daily tech and business report, and today we're joined by Bloomberg News reporter Ted Mann. As President Trump plans to levy tariffs against the United States' biggest trading partners, the decision to target China may chafe with the White House's biggest ally in the tech world, Elon Musk. The Tesla founder is hoping that Trump would make an exception for graphite imported from China. The mineral is a key component in lithium-ion batteries used to power electric vehicles. So, Ted Mann, exactly how influential is Elon Musk when it comes to these tariffs? Does he have a strong word with the president?
Well, we're about to find out, I think. But the last time Trump was president, when he first put in 25% tariffs on materials coming from China, including graphite, Tesla was able to get an exception from that tariff level, meaning they didn't have to pay the additional 25% on what is a very important ingredient for their batteries. The exceptions continued until the Biden administration, which removed the exception, which meant Tesla has been paying 25%. Now the domestic producers of graphite want a much higher tariff on that particular material of more than 900%, saying that they cannot compete with Chinese imports because they're priced so low compared to American graphite.
Why is the Chinese graphite priced so low compared to American? Is it lower quality? Is it lower labor costs? Is it both?
It's not lower quality. In fact, Tesla and other companies that are seeking to block the new tariff requests say that the Chinese material is both produced in a much higher volume and is also meets a higher quality standard that they need for their batteries. The argument for domestic producers is that this is essentially dumping. This is China, you know, putting its finger on the scale to keep prices low in order to crowd out potential competitors in the market for this very important substance, which is going to be even more important, not just because of EVs, but as we sort of undergo an energy transition and there's more storage systems needed for things like renewable power, you're going to need more and more of this material in the United States.
Right. And as you point out, this exception on tariffs over Chinese graphite would certainly anger American producers of graphite. How would all this play with the president's America First agenda?
I mean, we're going to find that out. The first thing that's going to happen now that the International Trade Commission voted today to proceed with the Commerce Department investigation is that Commerce will have to investigate the pricing of the Chinese imports and decide how much of a duty to put on those imports to help American producers compete. So basically, that means that this could wind up in the lap of Howard Lutnick if he's confirmed as Commerce Department Secretary. And realistically, it's going to be within the ambit of Donald Trump to decide whether he wants to sort of use the blunt instrument of tariffs to help grow an American manufacturing sector, or alternatively, will he listen to a billionaire who has his ear on other matters, who says that this is going to drive up the cost of the machines that he makes?
Right. Let's look at that. Let's say Elon Musk does not get his way on this, and the tariff includes graphite. What would that mean for EVs in the U.S.?
It would mean an immediate sharp increase in the input costs for manufacturers, whether that's a Tesla itself manufacturing its own battery packs or companies like Panasonic, who are big battery manufacturers, and including batteries made for other EVs. Either way, the tariff goes in, their input price rises, and they'll have to decide whether to eat that increase or try to pass it on to consumers if they can.
So when might we find out if this will include graphite imported from China?
It does take some time. Now that the ITC has voted, this kicks it over to the Commerce Department, who begin their investigation later on in the spring. They would come back with the results of that investigation and then make a decision about what level of duty is appropriate, if any.
Very interesting. We shall see. Bloomberg News reporter Ted Mann, thank you for coming on. We do appreciate it.
Thank you.